This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Dr. Tom Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools. Dr. Little joins us today to share with us information from the August meeting of the Yancey County Board of Education held earlier this week.
Thank you, Steve. It's a pleasure to be here. We had a long meeting, but we were able to get all the things taken care of that we need to have ready for school to start. As you know, teachers come Wednesday and the students come on Monday. I'm very excited about school starting. It's been a very difficult summer because of budget issues. We've worked very hard to maintain people's employment and not have to let people go. Or if we let people go in the spring, we've tried to bring as many back as we can. Right now, we're only 3 positions down from where we were last year. We have picked up a couple of other positions. We're down a classroom teacher at Burnsville, one at Michaelville, and basically one at the high school. And then we are down a high school counselor, and then we have moved an assistant principal at the high school into a social studies class. So we're in good shape there. We only have one class at the high school that we have typically offered that we are unable to offer this year, and that's an introductory to math course. We have all of our teacher assistants back. Of course, there's a few people back who were not back because of cause or because who resigned, but we're about where we were last year with teacher assistants. So everything looks ready to go. We're very excited about our alternative school, which is our Learning Academy. This is a new school for Yancey County, so now we have 10 schools in Yancey County. The school is something that we have worked for a number of years to put into place. It's a program that is required by the State Department, and it is funded through state through 069 money. We have tried to put together a program that will be a model program and a program that will meet the needs of our students. We hope to be proactive and try to head off problems that children have rather than waiting until they become behavior problems in the classroom. The building should be up and going. We should be ready to move in on the 21st of this month. We have all the staff in place at this time for that alternative school. Dr. Sherry Boone will be the principal of the alternative school. The alternative school is located in front of Burnsville Elementary School. We use that site. It's a very nice site in the trees, and there's area for playground. And we are in the process of training those people we've employed. We have brought in trainers to implement the program that we have adopted for the Learning Academy. So this should be a big help to classroom teachers who have been distracted for years because of students who have problems in the classroom. So it's a benefit to the students, it's a benefit to the teacher, and it's a benefit to the regular students who are not having difficulty with their behavior, in that they'll be able to have more teacher attention given to them. As I said, we're very excited. A new school year. We have the budget behind us, we hope. We understand that the state has decided what our budget will be. We have not been told that as of yet. We know there's $227 million that will be divided among all the systems based on ADM, and that will be a discretionary cut that we'll have to make on top of what we've already planned. We anticipate that we'll not be letting any more staff go. Our number one priority is to keep who we have, and whatever else that we can cut in order to balance the state budget, then we'll cut that. But as far as people, we realize the importance of employment in Yancey County, and we want to keep all of our teachers working. So it's going to be a great school year.
Our guest on today's edition of Community Close-Up has been Dr. Tom Little, the superintendent of Yancey County Schools. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.